I approach him and I say, "Hey, man, I noticed you have an issue.
Hey, I've been watching you for the last couple weeks." That's what he heard. No matter what you said.
If you look over there at aisle three, you'll see my producer with freaking dome recorder.
Hey, man, I just want to let you know, I've been watching you behind your back for the last few times I've been.
So, as I'm telling the story, Chris presents it. It does
sounds a little weird, don't it?
Stop talking to strangers. Hello. Welcome back to your favorite Monday 12 o'clock podcast coming out of Dublin, Georgia. The one and only Coffee and Ketchup.
That's right.
Gang, gang. We're still in a little Theo Von mode. You know what I mean?
Oh,
still
God,
pretty
yeah.
Turked up from the show. What a great day. We'll get into that a little bit later. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're doing really well. Maybe on work, off work, whatever you're doing. Listening on YouTube, listening on something else. We're glad that you tuned in. We greatly appreciate it. Last 2, 3, 4 videos have actually done pretty well compared to some of our not-so-well videos, and that's all thanks to y'all. We appreciate it. We appreciate everything you continue to do for us, all the love and support you continue to give to us through subscribes and comments and likes on the video. We are grateful for it, and we want to know. We want to make sure that you know we are grateful for it. Are you creeped out yet? Huh? You,
just a little bit.
You right
yes,
there. Right there looking at me in the eyes right now. Are you creeped out yet?
Because
if you are, you should hit that subscribe button. Maybe smack the like button a little bit. Just click. Just a click on the like button.
They're hitting the unsubscribe button. They're never watching
you think
again.
So? You think so? I do stuff like that when Shelly looks at me and just like, what was I thinking? Maybe I have mental health issues. Probably. Welcome back. We appreciate it. Episode 43, I believe, today. Exciting time. It's a great day to be alive.
All right, so listen. I got to stop this guy. I have got to stop this guy.
That was so good, YouTube's going to copyright strike it.
They probably are.
Oh, my God, they're playing music.
I could have Shazammed that right then, and it would have pulled up Travis Tritt.
You can get that played on the classic country jukebox.
I love the werewolf in that song. It's my favorite. I used to play that song on Full Moon Nights.
That's the American
bro.
Werewolf in the boonies.
I'd be riding in the car, man. That song would come on, and I'd be looking up at the full moon just scratching at the window
for other reasons. Yeah. That's called LSD, children.
Have you ever heard of You Mary? U M A R Y.
I do not believe so.
Derek, you've heard of You Mary, right?
I have.
Tell us what
Derek
You Mary is.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, I'm excited.
I don't know what it is.
Come on, bro. Yeah,
it's supposed to help with joints and pain.
Okay.
And it's yeah.
It's a medication in pill form.
I'm intrigued. I want to learn from Derek Lamar.
Go ahead.
I want you to say what You Mary is.
You have a very cute storage facility above your toilet in the spare. Is that what it is? Every time I go to take a leak.
I'm glad you said that, bro. That helps the story.
Yeah, I thought you would relapse.
That is my You Mary that
know
you've been seeing in the
You
bottle.
Mary Kratom or You Mary THC pill. I didn't know what it was. I took 16 of them. It didn't really do nothing.
That goes along with our story. That's perfect, bro.
Listen, man.
God, I love this unplanned stuff. No whiteboard today, by the way.
It's to help joint pain.
Okay. And who takes it?
Mama.
Our mother takes it. Okay. It's very harmless.
Sharon's You Mary.
It's Sharon's You Mary. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Matter of fact, I was having shoulder pain 6 months ago. Couldn't sleep on left or right side. I had to try to sleep on my stomach. Can't stand it.
Oh, man. Let's go back to sleeping in just a second. I got a funny
Mom problem. Tells me I've been taking this stuff her friend told her about called You Mary, and she called it the miracle drug. I get a little bit hesitant. I get a little bit hesitant when someone tells me about a miracle drug because I know
Same
how that turned out last
Oxycontin.
Time. You know, I remember how that turned out last time. So,
have you ever tried Oxycontin? Would you consider it to be a miracle drug?
Carry on with your story.
So,
no side road today.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm talking about, Chris.
Yeah.
So, I tried the You Mary, some of hers, and you can order it on Amazon. Derek's mama's plug, okay?
Yes. I really am.
Yeah. So
thanks, Jeff.
So
I got about three days left. Will you order me some more?
His nickname
is 2-day shipping. We sure can, Derek.
His nickname is Tacoma. She said, "Hey, holler at Tacoma and take off. Cadillac used to be my plug."
Jeff is Tacoma. Codename Tacoma. Got a little wetter.
Y'all holler at Tacoma. Your boy got that You Mary on deck.
Well, hey, you stocked up, man.
Just Mama gets me on You Mary. That's the gist of this, okay? Yeah. Matter of fact.
Now, is this like a legitimate, like, chemical thing? Or is this going to be more natural?
It's definitely something. It's definitely something that your body makes.
Herbal.
It's something. More like a vitamin than it is like an herbal supplement.
Yes, it's like a vitamin type. Like, what do you call it? Like when it's made in a laboratory or something? Meth.
Synthesized. I don't think I've ever had meth from a laboratory, actually. A trailer park, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I meant to say bathtub, not laboratory.
Gotcha. There you go. Yeah.
So, it replicates something that the body already does, like lubricates the joint. There's a lubricant between the joints.
Yep.
Okay?
WD-40. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what this does. And I'm telling you, bro, it is a miracle drug. It works. Okay. By the first time I taken it by that night, I was able to sleep on my side. Okay, so. I've gotten better in time, and I don't take them anymore. But that's what you were seeing above the the toilet in the guest bathroom. Probably had 7 or 8 of them in that bottle that I haven't taken in about 3 months.
So obviously non-habit for me.
Yeah. My buddy.
I'm not sure if I let ibuprofen sit around at me. I'm like, I'll take me a couple. Just I know I'll probably be hurting later. I'll go take a couple.
Sometimes, some days I did get worried because some days after a good shoulder lift, I'd come in.
Is this going to be enough? I'm going to take a couple extra.
My buddy that goes to the gym, he's telling me about his shoulder bothering him. So I thought about it and I said, hey, man, I got something that might help you. So this is all the background of the story.
Anabolic steroids.
Yeah. I'm not giving my steroids away, bro.
Real quick. The first time, the first time he got like really, really sick or whatever, he called me up and he was like, dude, the doctor just gave me some steroids for this cold, but I'm about to get jacked.
I'm about to be huge. He said, that's not the same type of steroids.
I was excited for a couple hours
until I called you.
Thought like prednisone was gonna really get him. Like
I was in there, bro. I was in there until I wasn't. So I tell my buddy Zach, I'm like, I got some stuff to call You Mary, and I have checked with everyone in my recovery circle that knows medicine that made sure that hey, this is safe to take. And
if
all
you're
that,
leaving
you know.
7 or 8 in the bottle, it must be.
Yeah.
It must be safe.
Yeah. So all right. So now that's the story. So I ended up giving them to Zach. He took one or two of them. He said, man, this is like crazy. I can't believe this is helping my shoulder like it is. So I said, hey, you can have the rest of them. I don't take them. So I gave him that bottle. Now, Carl, who was on, obviously, you guys know, on the show the last two episodes, is going. We're all riding together. It's me and Aaron in the front, Carl in the back. We're going to see Theo Vaughn. We get into Atlanta. My mom calls because she's wanting to make sure her ducks are on the pond.
Sure.
And if they're safe. So she calls.
I don't know what that means.
She calls. It's going over the speakers in the Tahoe. She says, how's it going? Da, 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 da. Carl has no idea. I mean, he's seen mom's episode of the podcast.
Has never really interacted with
Never really interacted with my mom.
Sure.
But this is the conversation that Carl hears.
Okay.
You still got some of that, You Mary?
Oh, God. You still got some of those pills?
I said, no, ma'am, I don't have them anymore.
Uh-oh.
I told you I needed them. No, ma'am, you did not.
Man, Sharon.
Yes, you did.
No, ma'am, you did not.
Yes, you did.
I told you a few weeks ago I was about to run out and I needed them. At this point, we're hitting downtown, bro. Like, we're in the heart of
She did. You were supposed to take them by there to her when I dropped her last supply off.
Well, I didn't.
I dropped her supply off, and I said,
I didn't.
Let him keep those.
I dropped off her one
as
dose.
As an emergency supply.
Well, I didn't. I didn't remember none of that.
She should have got her two bottles.
I didn't remember none of that. So
listen, one is too many, and 1,000 is never enough, Derek.
I'm letting my customer down, though. Go ahead, bud.
You got to step up your game over there, Tacoma.
I guess so.
Listen, Xterra is going to pop up and start stealing.
You never know, bro. Titan's on the prowl, son. Watch out.
Go ahead, because I can't wait to see.
So listen, Carl's like, what the hell, man? And I'm like, she's hooked, bro. She's hooked. And I said, Mom, I never told you I was bringing it. Yet I'm about to be out. Mommy, you're not going to go in the withdrawals. He goes, what in the hell are y'all talking about? And I go, it's these miracle pills, man. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You don't want none of this, like the Dewey Cox story.
You can't deal with this.
You don't want none of this, Dewey.
Yeah. But that was the conversation. She literally was like, I'm about to run out. I don't know what I'm going to do if I run out. You're probably going to feel like you have the flu. You'll be in the bed for about 3 or 4 days.
Why hadn't she reached out and asked me for some more then?
Well, I don't know, Derek. Huh. I don't know. I don't know. But don't fear. She's got two bottles on the way.
Oh, she does?
She's going to have to stay in bed.
Okay, you got – okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you
– In downtown Atlanta, they were ordered as we're riding –
That is funny.
– to the Fox Theater.
That is funny.
Poor Sharon.
He was tripping, though, man. Carl was like, I feel like I'm listening to his mom and his son that are strung out on oxygen.
That's funny.
I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what
it sounds like. It's the next best thing, Carl.
So can I tell y'all a story about you, Mary?
I'd love for you to.
So this is – y'all are going to really get on me about this, but – this happened about 6 months ago. I was at a local grocery store.
The Kroger?
No. And I overheard this gentleman talking to somebody else.
Oh, my God. He jumped in there and told him about you, Mary.
Derek, stop talking to people.
Let me tell y'all.
It's
so,
not your radio show.
So.
And even then, they called you first.
I know. So, this guy's.
What the hell is wrong with
this guy?
I don't know.
Stocking the chicken drum, the drumsticks, and I overhear him telling, you know, yeah, I got real bad gout, and I'm going, I'm talking, cuz having a hard time walking. I'm talking, it looks painful to me. And the guy's probably in his 30s, early 30s, I'm guessing.
I can see Derek at the grocery store with one of them big old things, you know, that they have on the sidelines of the football game. You just being up in everybody's business.
You're just there.
Got the headphones on.
Just there.
I just, JJ, JJ said something to me before if we're out somewhere. She's like,
your dad's got to be embarrassed.
What are you looking at? I'm just going, I'm just looking around.
I'm listening.
I'm very observant.
Looking's okay.
I'm very observant. So anyway, I leave out of the store. I go in there often, and I was like, you know, I feel led. I need to tell this guy about you, Mary.
Wrong. And that's where you messed up. Everything in the story is okay.
So
that thought, wrong.
Within a week, I'm back in the store.
So you said that to her?
No. I said it to myself.
You did buy yourself that time.
You got to run that through a filter, Derek.
Yeah.
Not your filter.
That's what we do in recovery. So, if we have a thought, we got to double check with other people to make sure.
You need a sponsor.
Okay.
So
need,
I said,
you need something.
Next time I go in there, he's in there, and I approach him.
Oh my God,
he works there.
What are the chances?
He's got to talk to me because he works there.
Is he
there.
Still standing there in pain from the last week?
No, but he's still in pain.
I ain't been able to move.
I ain't been home in a week.
Derek,
I'm just saying. The guy's in bad pain. So anyway, I make my way around the store, and he's out there burning one. And
that's
as
why you walked up to
as
I get a smell of that cigarette.
As I'm leaving, I approach him, and I've already gone on Amazon and taken a picture of the U-Mary.
So you had like visual representation. You're not even just like in passing, like, hey man, try some
U-Mary.
You
are the plug.
So I go.
He's praying on people.
I approached the guy.
I got something to help you out, my boy.
Hey, listen. He probably got a big old pack of them 10-10 bags up there where you can slip one new Mary in. He's going to start individualizing the pills. He's the guy. He is the man.
I approach him. I approach him and I say, hey, man, I noticed you have an issue
walking. I've been watching you for the last couple weeks. That's what he heard. No matter what you said.
If you look over there at aisle three, you'll see my producer with a freaking dome recorder.
Hey, man, I just want to let you know, I've been watching you behind your back for the last few times I've been
As I'm telling the story, Chris presents it. It does
sounds a little weird, don't it?
Stop talking to strangers.
So I go up to the guy. Hey, man, I notice you've been limping a lot.
This don't sound nothing like a damn commercial.
Can you imagine and I see, some stranger just goes, hey,
I
man,
said,
I've been noticing that you don't walk correctly. I've been noticing that there's something wrong with you. I've seen it the last two or three times I was in here.
And he had a captive audience. The guy couldn't leave. He's on his job.
But he's
on
his break.
And limping.
Yeah. He's on his break. He's outside
he
smoking.
Run away.
And it took him 15 minutes to get there from the meat department.
Break's over.
I'm serious.
Why
man,
do you know that
sad.
Number?
It's sad.
Did you watch him for 15 minutes?
No.
He rewinded the tape.
He walks that slow. I'm just saying it pains me to see him. This kid's younger than me. So anyway, I approached him, and I got a picture of him. I said, hey, man, I noticed you've been limping. I said, this is some stuff right here you can order off Amazon. It's non-addictive. It's called Umary.
You didn't
said,
say it was non-addictive, did
yes.
you?
Yes. I said, my brother takes
Why
it.
Why would you say
this? I didn't want him to think I was working for Amazon.
Now you just pretty much consider him a junkie. So, hey, brother, listen, it looks like you may have some problems with pain
it.
Pills. You know
my mama takes it. You know. He's an addict. He said he ain't hooked on it at all.
You look like you might be an addict, so.
So I said, you know, it's okay. I said, have you got your phone with you? And he said, yeah, I do. I said, well, why don't you take a picture of this? That way you can look. You can do some research on it.
God dang.
And I swear that's what I did. And then when I walked away, and I'm going to be very honest with y'all and the viewing or listening audience.
Don't back up now.
I felt like a creeper because I did.
As well you should.
Because it wasn't, I didn't feel like he received it real well.
I doubt
it. Oh my,
did.
What's to receive, Derek?
The you marry.
The drugs, obviously.
And the markup I've got on him when he runs out.
But I've seen him numerous times since.
Is he walking better?
No.
No.
And then he didn't order it.
No.
And I want to say something to him, but I realize
a miracle drug that a stranger recommended to him after saying, I've watched you?
I don't think he remembers me because he had either that or he just doesn't speak to me when I go in there.
I'm going
to
go with B, Alex.
So anyway, I say all that to say that JJ and I were at a grocery store yesterday, and I shared with her a little bit about, you know, how y'all get on to me about staying out of people's, stay in your lane, if you want to say, and mm-hmm.
I don't care how you say it. Just do it.
Anyway. So I'm trying to be more aware of that as I'm out, you know, shopping and stuff. And I think I only said something to one person yesterday. I don't remember what it was, but
I'll be honest. It's weird to me that's like an issue. Like the concept of going and talking to a stranger is so daunting, and
I just try to help.
I get it. And I see it. Like, I understand your motivation. Like I said, it's just two very different personality types. And, like, you struggling with it is such a foreign concept because doing it seems it's horrible.
And this is
scary.
Just
almost.
if I may, so
please. You
she wanted to make some cookies last night, okay? Because she was going to a party last night. They were eating supper. So they didn't have any. So I approached the guy that was stocking in that area, and I said, hey, the first thing I told JJ was, hey, I ought to go in the back like Kevin does and see if I can't find them.
Very true. But you did not.
I didn't.
So
I didn't.
That's good.
I didn't.
And we're not making fun of Kevin.
That's
right.
We are.
So I go to the guy and ask him. Well, he goes in the back. He's gone, no joke, for like 10 minutes. Okay. And so I told her, I was like, you know, I said, I tell you what, I said, that's impressive. I said, he's back there looking for this stuff.
He's probably
smoking a cigarette.
So he's probably smoking.
So he
talking to his girl.
So he comes back, and he comes
walking good.
He comes back and he says, I don't see any back there. We must be sold out. And there's a bunch of stuff back there, which made sense because he was gone 10 minutes. Well, then he starts pulling all the ones out beside what she wanted that was empty. Starts pulling all those out and checking them to make sure oatmeal chocolate chips not mixed in there with
right,
the chocolate
right,
chip.
Right.
And so I just said, it may have freaked this guy out too. I don't know. I just said, hey, man, I said, I appreciate all the efforts you went through trying to find us those. I said, that don't happen these days. I said, people don't, you know, they just don't, they don't go to that extent. I wasn't thinking he was outside smoking a Marlboro. And he said, no. He said, no problem, man. I said, that's my job. And I was like, well, I said, again, that doesn't happen very often these days. So kudos to the guy at the grocery store last night or yesterday afternoon.
That's okay, though. That's
not weird.
No, that wasn't
weird.
That's
okay. Because
he works there.
No, yeah. Yeah, because the conversation started for, like, your need.
Okay.
He's an employee. Like it,
not trying to push you marry on somebody.
Right. You're not trying to, like, push drugs on
$12 a pill
victims.
Or something.
You know what I mean? You needed something. He worked there, and when he, you know, he showed everything, you just gave him a, you know, I appreciate that.
I started to go up front and tell the manager too.
That calm down.
I did.
Right. I get it.
Or
I
call. It. Or I call.
It. I mean, you know, praise. I'm all about praising customer service. You know what I mean? I agree. I'm
this is what really happened, though. If you really want to know, like, behind the scenes, step by step, this is what happened. Dude's over there. He's thinking to himself, man, dang, I don't want to go in that freezer and stop this stuff. And then Derek comes up, hey, man, y'all got some chocolate chip cookies. Like, let me go check in the back. And he walks in the back. Hey, baby, how the kids? Everything good? No, I'm at work. No, I'm just trying to check this cookies for this old dude right here.
Yeah, I'm looking for some cookies or something. I don't know.
Has a 10-minute call with this girl, and he walks back out there and tells you a lot of stuff back there, but
No cookies.
I choose to go with mine.
And then,
he went back there and went through everything.
And then Derek goes, man, I appreciate you going through everything back there. He goes, oh, crap, he thinks I was really letting me out like I am. Look, I ain't trying to go back in that freezer. It's cold. Listen, I like being out here on the floor.
Listen, that man said, so he said, hey, man, I'm trying to find these cookies. And that man went out and back, hit that jerk. Came back, was just like, what did you need again? There's like some cookies. Damn, dude, some cookies would be nice. All right, hold on, let me see
some
if I can find us some cookies, bro.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time. Serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
Takes me back to my Publix days.
Oh, yeah, when he was torched.
Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, when you left on the frozen stuff.
Yeah, bro.
I screamed.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God, bro. I went to work, dude. Like, I think we
got like $3,000 worth of ice cream and stuff just melting.
Listen, I rolled the whole pallet out on the floor. I rolled the whole pallet on the floor. And the girl that scans the prices, you know, she's like, she goes around every aisle. She come up to me about 30 minutes into the shift. We was doing night shift stocking. She goes up. She goes, you need to take a lunch break because your eyes are bleeding. And I was I was like, all right. And so I go to the guy that's in charge, and I go, I know I ain't been here for 30 minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and take my lunch. I got stuff to take care of. He goes, hey, man, it's your lunch. Take it whenever you want to. So I'm like, all right, I'll be back.
Talk about understanding.
Yeah, he just probably want to get rid of me. Yeah. So I go home. I live right down the street. I go home.
Because he's going to talk to strangers.
And pass out, bro. Pass out in my recliner. I woke up, it's daylight. And I'm like, yeah, I think I missed that shift. And I called my boss, like, on the cell phone. I was like, hey, man, like, I probably should have called in last night. He goes, yeah, you probably should have. That whole pallet melted on the floor, bro.
That's so funny.
Oh, and we found frozen beer in the freezer, too, in your backpack.
I'd snuck
beer into my backpack.
God, and it, like, exploded.
And left it in the freezer, and it exploded. I mean.
That's so beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't know. I didn't
and
go
this
back
was
to work.
What, 3 weeks ago you said?
Dude, come on, bro. It was January, bro.
It was 3 months.
Yeah. Freaking January.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. I felt bad about that, man.
Dude, I got to ask you something. So, I thought about this. I was thinking about this the other night as I was trying to go to sleep. You were talking about couldn't get comfortable on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever, like, argue with yourself while trying to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
So, I usually sleep on my, like, 90% of the time on my left side, kind of stomach a little bit, just kind of sprawled out towards the wall.
Yeah.
Not towards Shelly or the dogs or nothing. And, like, that's how I'm the most comfortable, and that's how I usually go to sleep almost every single time. As soon as I get done watching TV, cut everything off, and I lay that way, my brain will automatically start, like, arguing with me that this is not comfortable. You need to lay the other way. And like I'll just lay there for like 30 minutes until I finally give in, and I'll kind of turn over to the other side. And as soon as I do, get all settled up, you know, put my head back down, as soon as I do, my brain's just like, what are you doing, idiot? This sucks.
Are you serious?
I'm serious every single night.
Like, you talk about me, yes, and my issues?
Yes,
I got a solution.
Listen, I will. And then, like, as soon as I turn over the other way, my brain's just like, you're a dumbass.
I got a solution.
I can't believe.
I got a solution.
All right, come on with him.
You know about when you're going to be going to bed, right? When you're playing a game or you're watching TV, right?
Yeah, like way too late.
Okay, so like for me, like my ideal time to like be asleep is like 10:30.
Oh God,
jeez.
Yeah, that's just where I'm at in life, man. You know, because you gotta think.
I've got a health alarm set for 9 o'clock at chimes.
Oh my God, listen to me. I read something the other day that said the hours that you can get to sleep before 12 or before midnight are the most beneficial.
Huh.
I don't think I've gotten one of those hours
since you got clean
in 5 years. I don't know if I've been asleep before 12 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, definitely not. Since,
well, I mean, you gotta think too. You're half my age.
Yeah, I think about like I'll be at my computer till 12 o'clock.
Oh,
and then I'll go get in the bed and like start watching TV until I'm tired.
Bro, when we hit Macon Thursday night, it was like 10:45, and I was like, I'm supposed to be asleep.
Oh my God, we got back at like 12 and I watched TV.
Yeah, no, straight to bed. But like, I like to be asleep, like I said, about 10:30, so about 10 o'clock, bro, I got these gummies.
I like where this is going.
And I take these gummies at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
All natural.
You Mary's?
They're made by you Mary's. I got them from my brother.
Yeah, I know you did.
I actually take those too.
They're fire, man.
I've thought about taking melatonin.
Yeah.
I've thought about
taking it. It's more than just melatonin.
It's melatonin. It's all good stuff. There's no narcotic stuff in it, of course.
Oh, never mind. I'm gonna try to get the narcotic brand.
No, man.
I mean, first time I take a
narcotic gummy, coffee and ketchup is no longer in service. I am nowhere to be found, and I'm not mistaken about that. But no, they're really good, man. They're all safe, and you're not gonna have any arguments with yourself.
They are good.
It's just weird
after about 30 minutes, man. It's a good sleep, and you don't wake up groggy. That's what I love about it the most. But
this I need to do something. Brought to you by You Mary Gummies.
And I've definitely had instances where I've tried to go to bed earlier, and sometimes I can get to sleep at around 12, but like trying to do it beforehand is not going. Like last night, so I was probably up till probably about 3.
Good.
Got here. Got up at like 8:30.
Good.
8:15. So about 5.5 hours or so. Be here right now. But I'll go home. Nothing going on today. There's no basketball today. Yeah. I'll go home and take a 3 or 4 hour nap.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I just can't do the naps, bro.
Oh, I love the naps.
I don't take as many as I used to. I wake up ill, bro.
Listen, I can't do what some people do, is like the 15-20 minute power nap. That will piss me off. I'll wake up from that and I'm worse than I was before I went to sleep. Now, if I can get me a good 2 to 4 hours in, I'm all right.
4 hours.
Way
it's like a whole new day.
I did it one time. I did it one time, enjoy a nap, you know, when I was in kindergarten.
You haven't taken any since you've been here?
Yeah, I have. Very, very few.
Here and there.
I've watched him take some.
The only time I take a nap, really, is if I have.
That sounds like a Derek
statement. Talk about me.
I tell you, when I did, like, I'd get down in the basement and watch a football game or something like that after we shoot the pod, and then I'd turn the lights off and watch the end of the Falcons game. But you got to think, those were the days that the night before I had lived large and stayed out till 11 or 12 DoorDash and come home, played some Madden, and didn't get to sleep till about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was wiped out.
I remember I would come to the stairs. Yeah. And I would, if I didn't hear you or anything, I'd start creeping down here real quick. When I hate you shouldn't say creeping. But
say
I would
what you say.
Creep down the stairs and look.
Just be real.
You'd be laid over there snoring.
Yeah. I would take a nap. I don't think I ever really laid down like upstairs in the bed.
With the intent
of taking it out. Yeah.
I do that every Friday. 2 hours.
Between jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a little different, though, man, because you're needing to.
You need to go to bed at 9 because you got to be up at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, 5.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't sleep till What time you when you have to be at work at 8:30, Chris? So you get up at what, 8:15?
8:50.
I get up by
rolling
six,
that sucker about 9:15. No, like 7:30, 7:45.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know.
See, like at this new job especially, like I have to most of the time, and I ain't saying I've done it every day, but most of the time I like to get up about two and a half hours before I have to be at work. So I can hit the gym, get my mind right, get my devotion in, get my reading in, get my prayer in, and go to work.
See, I do all that once I get there.
Yeah. See, I have to be on game before I.
It's very different. You got to show up ready to work. Like I get there, and now I do get there early on the days I'm supposed to be there at 8:30.
Yeah.
I'm usually there 8:05.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know, because you are, whenever you would get, I'd be there
making some of that coffee's office
made,
coffee.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I use the time from like 8 to 8:05 to 8:30, 8:25 when everybody else kind of shows up. I use that. That's my kind of like. Give me a cup of coffee, sit, hang out the back door, hit my vape, you know, watch TikTok, whatever. Right. And I'm just kind of getting myself ready for the day. I don't do that at the house and then leave.
Yeah.
I just kind of get up and brush my teeth and
speak.
I just need to grab this cake from mom real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right here. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female-owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
Speaking of work, you know, have to make a good bit of phone calls at work, calling people that have come in or calling people that have shown interest or inquired about a vehicle or whatever. And I have to log these calls, like, you know what I'm saying, so that I can remember and so that management can know, like, where we're at on this, you know. Right. And so I had one, I think she came in, like, the first of last week. Last week. She came in the middle of last week. And so she told me, like, give me a week, give me a shout. So I try to respect that, you know what I'm saying. If someone gives me a specific time, like, I'm gonna give it a week, think about it, whatever. I'm gonna pretty much do what they ask, man. But so I reached back out to her. She answered. Hey, what's up? It's Brian up here, and blah. She says, click, and hung up.
Love it.
Me too. So I have to notate that. My note said, such and such answered the phone, and she either hung up when she heard who it was or dropped the call. ... I'm going to go with drop the call, ... She must have been in a bad area.
That's what
a bad sales service area.
That's what I actually logged on that call.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you know, you gotta do whatever makes
you. Gotta log something.
You gotta log
truth,
something,
you know?
Man. That's I'm sure. Truth. Hey, we went to Scoops last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? You did.
They just opened.
I'm assuming this is a
it's an ice cream. It's an ice cream shop. I'm gonna tell you, it's in downtown Dublin, Georgia. But when you walk through that threshold, when you walk in that door, and you're inside of Scoops, and you open your eyes, you will swear you're at the beach.
Huh?
Remember in Santa Rosa, the ice cream parlor we went to? Candy everywhere.
Huh?
Ice cream for days. Stuff up on the wall, the decor. It's like you're at the beach, man. And I mean, this place is off the charts with coolness. It's oozing cool. I was very impressed. just opened. I think their little soft opening was Wednesday or Thursday night, mm-hmm. and so we were in there last night, and they were good, and they have this big display, glass display, of probably four rows of candy, chocolate dip, this, that, Oreo stuffed with chocolate, nut or butter, this, strawberry. I mean, you name it, bro. They got it.
Yeah.
Is that where that stuff upstairs is from?
Yep.
That's a portion.
Yep.
Listen, if you were going to fudge dip a nut or butter,
you got problems.
Yeah, you need to be in jail. That's too much.
Let me tell you something.
Too much as in good.
Goodness. Listen.
Let me tell you, bro.
But like, I split it with you, which is not something I ever do with Nutter Butter. Yeah. But like a fudge dip Nutter Butter.
Well, they stopped by last night at the radio station and brought me some ice cream. Yeah.
Let me tell you what this girl. Let me tell you what this girl did.
And you never stopped by my house and brought me no ice cream.
You live in Cochran.
That's true. We don't even have ice cream.
You're as bad as Casey talking about. Hey, stop by and see me in the neighborhood, Lee. You live in Scott.
50 minutes away.
Hey, drop by when you leave town. You live in freaking bum.
Yeah, out there.
Come on, you're out there, bro. Like I gotta fill up my gas tank before I come out here and see you, dude. Because it's gonna take half of it to get there and half of it to get back.
Half a day off.
There's no Chevron out there going to your house, Casey. I mean, doggone. But no, we walk in last night, and there's a little bit of a line, so we're like at the back of a line, but we're right there at the like checkout counter, the way they have you going in. And here's this big display I'm telling you about, and then the ice cream is a little bit further in. So you know, you come around the loop, and then you're at the ice cream, and then you come down at the register, and there's this big, huge display. I'm talking about huge display. This girl says, "Oh my God, do I have my pocketbook?" And I'm like, "It's okay, I've got my card." She says, "No, I need to have my card. I'm about to go in." I'm like, okay.
Respect.
I'm like, okay, cool, man.
I respect him.
Okay, cool. My thought is, okay, it ain't like I can't.
We finna drop $100.
It ain't like I can't drop $25 in here and get some candy. Whatever you want. We go around and get the ice cream, then I have the idea, because he wouldn't let me buy him Jack's on the River last night. I tried, so I'm like, well, he ain't going to stop me from getting him ice cream. So I message him, because we were on our way to the station to visit for a minute, and I hit him a message, hey, what kind of ice cream you want? Surprise me. So I did. Get him some cookies and cream. Kind of got to go generic. You know, everybody likes cookies
and
cream.
He's very white.
I didn't get vanilla. And
pretty
so
close.
And so,
no, it was good.
Vanilla with Oreos. Yeah. Whoops.
Vanilla with the cookies.
And so we get, I swear to God, this is true. We get to the end at the register. And the girl's like, can I get y'all anything else? And I'm talking to Carson, one of the owners.
Got a list.
She looks at the display case and she says, "Let me get one of each."
Yeah, absolutely.
She did too.
Yeah.
And they were "Are you serious?"
I know what I said.
Yeah, just one of each.
No question.
It took them 15 minutes.
Yeah.
To bag it and ring it up. I mean. $161.92 later.
I respect him.
There was a bag with three of the box upstairs
four.
That we were eating out of.
Yeah.
Four. The bag. The owners were lined up at the register. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. Y'all come back. And they're like, can we give you some free samples over here? We got some other stuff that we don't have. Y'all come right here. And I'm like, gonna talk about you on the podcast tomorrow, man. We're glad y'all
like
are finally open, because I've been waiting on this. And I made the comment to Carson. And I think it was Carson. I remember his name. And then there was a couple other guys that are all co-owners. And I was like, man, this has got a beach vibe. And he goes, you're the first person that said that. But that's the same thing we thought when we came in. Really cool place, man. Check them out.
Mm. Will do.
Downtown
Will
Dublin, do. Right beside Dino's. Yeah.
What little bit I ate.
It was good.
Was real good.
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up? You going to spend $160 with me?
I didn't say that.
Let me just say I'm glad. She had her pocketbook.
It was good. When she came in and she started opening all the boxes, I'm sitting there going, you got to be kidding me.
It was insane, bro.
But it did.
It was insane. You think of it, it was
in there.
It
was hard for me to eat one thing and walk away from it and then start eating my ice cream. That stuff, it took forever for it to melt, too.
That ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I mean,
yeah.
Chris is sitting going, what do you mean? I'm talking on the radio, so I got it sitting here.
I know what you mean.
So I'm answering the phones and whatnot. And I, you know, I just get me a scoop every now and then. It took a long time for it to melt.
Want to know why? Chef talking. The higher the cream content, the slower it's going to melt.
So they have high cream it's content.
More, it's more fat ratio instead of like a milk and a thinner ratio. So the ice cream freezes and it will stay frozen at a higher temperature than most of your liquids.
Somebody's cooked methamphetamine before.
Have I? Very nice.
Good explanation, Walter.
Kiss me with that. You, Mary.
It's white, right? White? Yeah, it's white. I want to say Wright because I went to school with Walter Wright. So I always got it confused. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Walter Wright?
Walter Wright, yeah. Mm-hmm. Heck of a basketball player.
Huh.
Yep.
Like the Wright brothers.
I dunked on him one time.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
Like four?
No. Off of a trampoline in the backyard. Hey, Brett, Walt.
Doing trick shots.
Where's Jesse now, boy?
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
Hey, so Lily took this little pre-test, practice test for her learners.
Okay.
And she
like the computer test.
Yeah, not the real deal at the DDS, but like I'm practicing. Oh, okay, I'm getting ready to
like
practice.
A legitimate practice.
Yeah, like a real practice. No, not like from the DDS. It was like probably something off the internet.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like a legitimate like.
Yeah. Test, give her like, a score and all there. That. Like this is where you are. You might want to study this everywhere.
Gotcha.
So she goes, Dad, I took the practice test for my learner's permit because you know she just turned 15. I'm like, that's awesome. And I'll tell you too what we did on her birthday. And so she said, you want to know what I made? And I'm like, no, not interested. No, I was like, of course. And she said, a 74. And I was like, dang, that's awesome. What do you have to pass? And she said, I don't know. I think a 90.
I think it's an 80.
And I'm sitting in the driveway, right? And I'm like, no, I don't think it's a 90, baby. That's a little much. So I'm Googling on my phone. And somehow I pulled up what all 50 states require.
Huh.
And 80 is correct. You're right.
Very nice.
And so I said, baby, you know I love to give my baby a hard time, yeah. Bro. I love.
Sweetheart, that ain't going
to
get it.
I love to get. No. I went a different route, bro. That's a good route, but I went a different one. I said, baby, it's an 80 in Georgia. You were only 6 points away. And she goes, that's awesome. And I didn't even study. That's just like what I already know. And I'm like, that's cool, but listen, I know you don't like the study. Girl, you can move to Texas and pass.
No,
you only got to have a 70 in Texas. She goes, no, Dad. And I go, dang, that's going to be a drive for me to come out to Texas and see you, girl. You think the schools are going to be fun out there in Texas? And she's like, Dad, I'm not moving to Texas. But you ain't got to study for your learner's test if you move to Texas. You already there, girl. I know you don't want to go to New Jersey because that's a 72, and you'd have passed in New Jersey, too. That's a little bit too far away for Daddy to drive and see you. How's your mama going to feel about you moving to Texas? You know, they say don't mess with Texas, girl.
Just roll with it. Just keep it.
Wouldn't let her stop, bro. Wouldn't stop. On her birthday, we went and got our nails done. She did her fingernails. And her toes. I did my toes. We get in the car to leave, and she got these longer nails than her mama probably wanted her to have, but she's with her dad, so, you know, that's cool. We can drop her off.
Ain't no length requirements for them.
No, I have no length requirement. You know, you get whatever you want, baby. This is your birthday. We'll handle all that whenever we get there.
That's right. I'm going to drop you off real quick and run anyway.
I'm going to shake you up and hand you to mama. So this girl gets in the car, right? Got these long nails on, and we're riding in Athens, right? I lived in Athens for many years, right?
Right.
And she's riding, and this is what she's doing on my window, on the passenger window. With her nails, right? And then she's like, tap, 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 tap. Oh, there's Chick-fil-A. tap, 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 tap. Over there, there's a steakhouse over there. It's so good. Tap, 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 tap. And I'm like, I used to live here, baby. I know where things are at. You're just wanting to knock them nails on that on that window. And it was like, so I broke them.
Stop. Liar, liar.
She went home with some short nails and some long nails.
About half and half.
Good gosh.
I couldn't take it any longer.
Oh. Yeah, right. Nobody believes that.
No.
Nobody believes that for a second. No. What you got stuff to do today?
Yeah.
I always have stuff to do today.
Then Sunday's your only day off.
I know.
What do you do? What's your ideal Sunday? Obviously, no podcast. That's never going to happen.
I got laundry upstairs. It's probably buzzing. I got some other laundry in the wash that needs to go in the dryer.
Yeah, but how much time can laundry take? I also have, I think, a load of laundry to do.
Well,
which
I got
is no time.
I've got other things I need to do too.
You just don't want to share with us. Now you want to be private with your life? You want
I need to blow the back deck.
Your deck.
I need to blow the driveway.
I know it's small. That bit where he was just like, it's a nice deck.
I know it's small.
You got a small deck.
It is, but I still got to blow it.
There ain't nothing small about that boy's deck.
And then I got to go up here and I got to blow the deck. Look, the carport and the driveway. I got a lot.
Ask his friend Jimmy T. He was going to give a shout out to if there's anything small about that boy's deck out there.
Yeah. My buddy Jimmy, and I'm not going into it, but he sent me a text the other day. He's still local. He watches the podcast or listens to the podcast too. And
thank you, Jimmy T.
And he said he said, you need me to come on and tell a story about that time when we were in I think we was in Millersville or Athens and we were young. And I told him no. We probably won't have him to come on and tell that story. So
why?
Line it up, Jimmy. You got my number.
No, I don't think we probably don't need to tell that one.
Then why would you
we
like
won't put your name in it.
No, but I'm just telling you because that's what he said when he messaged me the other day. He said, it was a story that Carl told. I can't remember exactly what he
one of the times you pulled your knife out?
Anyway, we'll move on past. We'll move past
it. Listen, we'll do one without Derek one day and put it on him.
Oh, man. Jimmy sent me a message.
No, not about that.
No. He sent me a message out of the blue. And I work with a Jimmy T.
Yeah, okay.
You gave him my number, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I did.
So
did.
I get a message out of the blue that said, hey, it's Jimmy T.
Yeah.
I need to ask you a question. I'm thinking it's my buddy at work.
Right.
Jimmy T. And I'm thinking it's my work buddy. And so I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
He asked my question. I had the discussion with him, whatever. Yeah. And I'm still thinking it's Jimmy T from work. This is on like a Sunday 2 weeks ago. Oh, so like I see Jimmy T at work.
That's funny. I should have told you. I knew you wouldn't care if I gave him your number.
No, Lord, obviously. No, bro. No. I don't care about any of our friends, man, having my number. As long as he didn't ask me for some, you marry. I seen the other Jimmy T at work, and I almost walked up to him and asked him about our conversation the day before, but I didn't. So then the next day, I'm headed to work, and I get a phone call because I put him in my phone, Jimmy T. So then I put him in my phone as the guy's first and last name.
Okay.
Jimmy Taylor.
Okay.
So then I get a call from Jimmy Taylor, and I'm wondering, I'm on my way to work. Why is he calling me? I said, what's up, man? And it's Jimmy T. And he goes, hey, man, what kind of y'all got any Tacomas up there?
So you are real confused at this point.
I go outside and look.
And I'm like, Jimmy, you've been here longer than me, man. We started this dealership the same time in 2016. You've got to know the inventory better than me.
Funny.
And then it dawned on me.
It was Jimmy T. That's funny.
So I had to call him back and say, hey, let me tell you something, bro. I thought you were my coworker.
That's funny.
the entire time we were talking yesterday, even. Oh my God. And he just laughed about it. That's and I was like, but yeah, same thing I said to you Sunday remains true with what I would have said to the other Jimmy, and I will I will find you a Tacoma.
Right.
That's but it was funny, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So shout out Jimmy T, man.
Shout out to both of you. You know what I mean? Shout out all the Jimmy T's listening.
Well, the work
there.
Jimmy T don't watch, so shame on you, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy T.
I'm gonna have to tell him tomorrow. I was talking about
it.
Him on the podcast.
There
to
you
get
go.
Him to watch. Yeah.
There you go.
Work Jimmy T. You got.
I need some more cards too. By the way,
got them. Got stacks.
I got
stacks on stacks.
I gave Theo a few of them that I had.
Oh God.
Thursday night.
I should have gave one to Denny Love.
You should have, bro. You should have.
I got a picture with him and everything.
Yeah, you should have. He was funny, man.
Yeah, he was funny. He was very good.
Not to be funny, I legit had to hold back the tears when he ran out on stage.
Theo, you're talking about.
Yeah. When Theo ran out on stage, man, it was all of the emotion hit me at one time. Like, I am finally getting to see, like, my biggest hero when it comes to celebrities or, you know, people on that that level.
It was good. It was very good. I did much better. I didn't know how I was going to do in the public, lot of people setting.
Yeah.
Because I have not really done that a lot since I've got clean.
Yeah.
And it was all right. You know, it was all right. The show was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was surrounded by drunk people. But it wasn't too bad. You know, it wasn't like super unruly, pissing me off or nothing. You know what I mean? It was okay. And then, like I said, the set was great.
The only people that pissed me off were the ones that were walking around the whole time he was. I didn't get that.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful to a comedian.
I agree, which is why so many people get called out.
You're
going to get made fun of.
Yeah.
You
know, you sit down, especially the headliner. I didn't see it that much as Carl did. Carl saw it a lot more than me. I guess he was noticing the ones even behind us because I think we were six rows from the front. So I could see there was a couple of up there in my line of sight. But
I would have noticed it.
Yeah, and you would have probably went
you
up and asked them, are they okay?
Hey, man, you need
he's
some
holding the freaking sonar thing. Yeah. Talking about, hey, I noticed the way you walked when you was going through the concession stand. You act like you got a little bit of problem in your joints. I got something that'll cure that pain.
I can't even imagine what I would do if somebody just walked up to me and started telling me stuff like that. Hey, man, I've noticed you've got a problem.
I'm more aware of it now. I am more aware of it
it's
now.
It's not. Listen,
filter
just,
it, man.
You just don't do it.
Filter
it. I don't feel like it should be that. Anyway, we're not.
I'm still going to do it, though. So.
No, I believe you.
We know you will, buddy.
I believe you. Lord of mercy, we're hitting about 50 minutes or so.
Take
now.
Us out, man.
Again, I just thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Jimmy T and all his cohorts, you know, we appreciate all the views, all the likes, the subscribes, the comments. Just we appreciate it. Please keep it up. You know, keep showing these videos a lot of love. It's already we've looked at the numbers and the last few videos we've gotten with a lot of likes and the views and the comments. The likes and the comments especially are giving YouTube a reason to promote it to other people, and we're starting to get a lot of views from people who don't know anything about us. You know, it's getting recommended after watching a video. It's getting shown up on people's home pages. So we're able to track that, and we're getting a lot of traction from that. So we just ask you to continue to do that. Keep it up, you know, comment down below. Continue to like these videos. As always, we want to give a big shout-out to our sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling. As always, the links to their separate pages will all be in the description of this video. I think we're trying to get some T-shirts. I don't know what we're doing with T-shirts.
Yeah, we're definitely getting definitely going to get some T-shirts ordered.
Yeah. I'm starting to catch flack about it. I'm just like, I don't.
You know,
you know what I mean?
You know we got problems when
you
start catching
like, what do I
got
to do to get a T-shirt? I'm like, I'm pretty sure you talk to the T-shirt guy. Why are you asking me? But, so I think we're just going to – we might just order enough and then keep some stocked up. If you want some, we're going to get some. Reach out to us, coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. That's where you can reach out to us for T-shirts, questions about the podcast, questions about advertising opportunities, any way to get up with us. That's the best way to do it. Unless you have either Brian or Derek's cell phone number and know them like that, you can reach out to them. I know you do not have my number.
478-230. I know the last four too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
There's a few people's numbers that I have memorized, and yours is one of them.
Yeah, I don't have anybody's. I have my number, and I think my mom's number memorized.
I want to be able to call my daughter, my mama, and you. This guy's looking at me kind of funny. I think he's about to approach me with some new Mary. Can you get here quick?
Help me.
Help me.
These dudes are peddling and pushing that you, Mary. Oh, man. Oh, but anyways, thank you for all that y'all continue to do. We really appreciate it. That's been episode 43, you know. We're glad that we got the audio fixed. Everything's working good.
Yeah.
We're excited for what's coming up. We're coming up on almost a year doing this thing. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Almost an entire
year. Yeah, we're almost a year. And a big reminder, don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
Yeah, I don't know why he's been doing that here lately. Yeah, you know, whatever.
You've been watching Bob Barker. Price is Right rerun.
Yeah, I want a new microphone. I want the slender one.
Yeah, so you can just like walk around and hold it.
Like this?
Yeah.
All right, now we're rambling and now we're going to be gone.
Yep.
Y'all have a great week and we will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.